I think it's a great bill, Mr. President.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. I think you got not only everything that you wanted, but we got a lot more than on this thing. It's a real comprehensive bill.
What? How much does it cost my budget over what we estimate?
Well, I think it would be around, I'd say, $450 million more. Than what you estimated for the net cost of this supplementary program.
Now, what do they do under that? How is that handled? Explain that to me again, over and above the King Anderson, the supplementary you stole from Burns.
Yes. Well, generally speaking, it's physician services.
Physicians?
Yes, in the office.
All right, now my doctor that I go out and he pumps my stomach out to see if I got any ulcers, that physician?
That's right.
Any medical services that are MD services?
Any MD services. Now.
All right. Now, how do we know? What does he charge what he wants to?
No, he can't quite charge what he wants to because this has been put in a separate fund.
Yeah.
And what the Secretary of HEW would have to do is make some kind of agreement with somebody like Blue Shield,
yeah,
let's say. And it would be their responsibility, under the way the chairman has provided the bill, that they would regulate the fees of, in effect, of the doctor. Because what he tried to do is to be sure that the government wasn't regulating the fees directly.
That's
it didn't deal with the individual doctor. And the bill provides that the doctor could only charge the reasonable charges, but this intermediary, the Blue Shield, would have to do all the policing so that the government wouldn't have its long hand.
All right, that's good. Now, what does it do for you, the patient, on doctors? It says that you can have doctor's bills paid up to what extent or how much or any limit?
The individual patient has to pay the first $50 deductible, and then he's got to pay 20%.
Of everything after that?
Everything after that. So if you went to the doctor and you had a $1,000 bill, you'd pay the first $50, and then for the other $950, you'd have to pay 20% of that.
But that keeps your hypochondriacs out.
That keeps the hypochondriacs out. At the same time, for most of the people, it would provide an overwhelming proportion of their physician's cost.
Yes, sir, and it's something that nearly everybody could endure. They could borrow that much, or their folks could get them that much to pay their part, and even if they didn't have any money. Now, what does it get you on hospital and nurse's home under the King Anderson
Act? Well, under the King Anderson card, you get the first 60 days of your hospital care with a $40 deductible. Finally compromised on 40,
that's good.
Mr. President.
That's good.
And then in addition, it has the three other benefits that were in your bill, namely the home health services, the outpatient diagnostic, and we fixed that amendment up the way, you remember the the Mayo brothers talked to you and me about. And then the only one change was for the home health services. That has to be after you get out of the hospital.
That's good. All right. Now, what are the insurance companies? Are they still raising hell?
Well,
mad?
Yes, I think they're going to go over to the Senate and raise hell on the thing, because quite frankly, there's no longer any room for the private insurance companies to sell insurance policies for people over 65 when you take the combination of hospital care and the physician service.
Yeah, okay. I think that's wonderful.